Avoiding the laws of Sfiras Omer, the Mechaber tells us in Simin Tuf Pei Tes, says that im shochach lavorech be'echad mihayomim, if a person forgot to count on one of the days, bein yom rishon, bein mishar yomim, it doesn't matter if it's the first day, in which, as we mentioned a few days back, according to some, that's even more of a difficulty, more of an issue if you didn't even count the first day. But it doesn't matter, even if it's another day. Sofer b'shar yomim b'lo bracha. Of course, you can continue counting. You missed this whole 24-hour period, but it should be done without a bracha. However, the Mechaber then says, avleim hu misubuk, im dileg yom echad v'lo sofar, you just don't remember. And now the 24 hours have come and gone. I just don't remember, did I count last night? Did I make it up the next day? So yisper b'shar yomim b'bracha. You can, of course, always count. But in this situation of doubt, you count even with a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah cites the words of the Pri Chadash and says the reason is deikas sfeik sfeika, because there is a doubt within another doubt. Shema lo dilei klal. First of all, it's possible that you really never made a mistake. You didn't miss that day because you're not 100% sure. It's possible that I said it. And v'imtim slomer shadilig. Let's say, even though you'll never know the answer to this question, but let's say that you did skip. Shema halacha ka'oysen poskim dechol yom hu mitzvah bifnei atzma. Perhaps the halacha is not that all these 49 days of counting the Omer are all lumped into one. If you miss one, you miss them all. But perhaps each one has a separate mitzvah, a special mitzvah unto itself. And therefore, obviously we want you to be mekayim all 49 mitzvahs. But if you miss one mitzvah, that doesn't mean you don't do the next mitzvah. And therefore, because of this concept of a sveik sveika, therefore we are going to be more lenient and allow you to count with a bracha. Now the whole concept of sveik sveika, there's different explanations as to why we are so lenient when it comes to a sveik sveika, a doubt within a doubt. There are some that explain that the whole concept of a suffix, we know that there's a principle, suffix deraisa l'chumra, that when there's a doubt of something which is a Torah-bound mitzvah, then we go strict. On the other hand, suffix derabanan l'kula. When it comes to something which is rabbinic, we go lenient in the case of a doubt. Now, assuming that, of course, this is also a dispute, exactly the laws of Sfiras Omer are, but the whole concept of suffix deraisa going l'chumra is only a din derabanan. That in itself is a rabbinical law. So some people say that if you have a doubt on a doubt, so what you're actually doing is you're having a suffix on this din derabanan. And therefore, on the second doubt, it's called suffix derabanan l'kula. That's how some explain. Rosh Hashiva explains more simply that the Torah does not require us to speculate. And therefore, in this situation, because there's doubts involved, a double doubt, if you will, therefore a person can count with a bracha. I'd like to share with you a question that is cited in the Shalos and Tshuvos Nedav Yehuda with regard to an onen. Now, as we mentioned before, during this 49-day period of counting the Omer, there are certain times in which challenges can occur. And we mentioned last time, for example, if a child becomes bar mitzvah in the middle, so does that child continue to, if assuming they were saying Sfiras Omer from this point with a bracha, whether or not we should continue to do so. I mentioned that the Rav, in fact, paskins that the child can continue, or this young adult who just turned bar mitzvah. So there's another question with regard to an owning. A person, Rahman al-Tzlan, unfortunately, has this tragedy of one of his close relatives passing away. Whether or not this person should count the Omer on that particular day. We know that when it comes to an onen does not perform mitzvos. And therefore the question is, if the onen, first of all, if the onen just didn't count at all, and perhaps rightfully so, then missing that whole day, it's not his fault, but then he wouldn't count with a bracha. The question the Noda Behuda asks is, what if this person does wish to count? This person does want to be mekayim the mitzvah. He doesn't want to overlook this once in a year opportunity, and just because he missed this this one day, which he doesn't want to miss. So the question is, can he do so halakhically? So I'd like to share with you the words in the Rabbi Yehuda based on the words of the Shulchan Aruch, which I just shared with you. He says as follows: Al kol panim, kivan shebezeh gufav im rishus b'yad ha'onein v'kayim b'mitzvah, nechlu aposkin. There's actually a dispute, not whether or not an onein is allowed to, is obligated to, rather. But there's a question, even if an onein, if they want to be mekayim mitzvah, whether they're halachically allowed to be mekayim, if they have the rishus, the permission to do so. This is actually a dispute among poskim. V'chein bo laila. Therefore, he says, on that particular night in which this tragedy occurred, he says, yisbar b'lo brach. He allows this person to count the Omer, and he's allowed to do so without a bracha. He says that you should not ask the following. Ve'ein lomar, you should not ask, but he asks it anyway. Eich yisbar achar kach b'bracha. How is it possible that you would be able to count at all? How would you be able to count at all? Im hadin shehaya pater b'shas haninus legamri. If in fact it's true that an onin is not allowed to do mitzvos, the afil reshus einu b'yado, and according to the numerous poskim that say that you're not even allowed to do so, behind das haposkim she'onin einu reshai l'kayim hamitzvah, that's so. V'imkein mash sofer lo b'layla. So you did count. You did say numbers. But he says, but since you're not really allowed to do so anyway, then perhaps you would maybe think lo'olo'kla, that counting really had no value, meant nothing. Ke'ilo sofer, it says, oh, you did not count at all. And he equates this and compares this to a psak of the Magen Avraham, that he says regarding to the reading of the Megillah, that if the tzibor would have heard through from an onen who was reading the Megillah, it says yikre'en ashenis. They have to read it a second time. Imkin b'chlal shol yotza fil b'di'evit. It sounds like that an onen, you do not fulfill your obligation at all. So therefore, the question they ask is, how can I give such a psak that I will allow them to count? And not only that, but of course it means to be able to continue the next night afterwards, in shiva, whatever, with a bracha. He says, mikol malkum, nonetheless, that if, according to my Nivas Daiti, kivan she'af al osalayla lo borula. Even though it's really not so clear on that night, imhu pater, if in fact he is completely exempt. The gam is that imhu pater, imrisho the hachmin echel aposkim. As we said, there's a suffix among who exactly we should hold like, whether or not this onin is allowed to do these mitzvos. Imkein bevadai, surely. Lo hisid habracha b'shar hayamim. The fact that he counted while he was an onin will not cause him to lose out when it comes to the other days. Yukamosha Kosov of Beis Yosef, he says, quoting really the Shulchan Aruch here, Shim Safiklo Imdile Yom Echad Yivarch B'Shar HaYamim. That's how we began. That if you're not sure if you counted for one day, you can continue to count. Alma Mishum Sveikad the Yom Echad Bohisid B'Shar HaYamim. When a person is put into a case of a Safik, in a case of doubt, and there this person is also in this case of a safek, you can certainly understand perhaps why it's a safek sveka. Therefore, lehifsid b'shar hayamin, and therefore the psak of the Nabi Yehuda is that if a person who is an onin should count, should not count with a bracha, and the nights thereafter he can continue to count with a bracha.